Welcome to the show. Go ahead and take just a deep breath in. Wherever you are, just take a breath. Look down at your feet. Realize you are alive. You are in a physical body. Allow yourself to just breathe again. Ground yourself. Just feel the energy of life through your body, whether you're sitting in the car, whether you're on a elliptical, whether you're hiking, whether you're running from errand to errand, wherever you are and however you are listening to me right now, just allow yourself to breathe and ground and just imagine letting go of whatever has been tying you, whatever stress, whatever has been on your mind. Let your mind just be free and let yourself just come back to this present moment. And so I want to talk to you about how I and the council can help you heal. So there's a healing event coming up on August 14th. All good if you can't make this one. The recordings are available and there will be other events coming up virtually in the next couple months as well. But why wait? When you feel pulled by something and there's a split energy, when you feel there's a split in your foundation, meaning things are going great in your life, but there's one thing that keeps gnawing at you. Maybe it's you're not feeling well in your body, you're having digestion issues, or maybe you're having wobbliness in your marriage, or maybe you are having frustrations in being a parent with your kids. Maybe you are having difficulty financially, or maybe you've been on a spiritual path for a while and you absolutely just don't know where to go and you don't know what's next. And there's a frustration point. And there's also a knowing too that life's really good, but I feel there's something more. There's this calling, right? There's this something more calling you, but part of you that wants to protect you is keeping you held back in fear. And it's usually fear of unknown, but it's fear of, well, fear always comes from lack. So if you can identify, if you feel that calling for something better, if you desire something more, then allow yourself to at least entertain that energy of what that something more is and feel your way into that something more. What will happen is the fear will come up again. And just listen to the fear. Sit with the fear. Because when you do that, when you understand that it's not just, and I get this because 25 plus years ago, I was there. And I still do this. It's still programmed into me that if I want something to be different, I need to change that person, place, situation, the way I eat, the way I talk to my kids, the way I, you know, deal with my parents, the way I am with clients, the way I work, the way I don't work, all of it. We feel that if we could just change those things, the outer, the pandemic, the, you know, politics, the duality and polarity in the world, right? The contrast in the world. If I could just change that stuff, then I'll be okay. And you can keep going to say, for example, to doctors, and I've had many, many clients that did this. They were at their wits' end. So much so that they would go to these doctors. These doctors would prescribe these medications because the problem of digestion wasn't known how that was happening. They do this with fibromyalgia and, you know, chronic fatigue and IBS. A lot of these, there's a big mystery in the medical field and they're trying to create, medications because that's what they do. I used to be a pharmaceutical rep. They create medications to take care of the symptoms, but not the cause. Now, there's some exceptions to that, but what people don't understand is that energy is always the cause. Energy flow or constriction, but it's always the cause. And when you can open up the energy flow in your body, let's just get basic again. I know some of this community has been with me a very long time and have heard this, and they also understand that when they hear this again, go deeper and allow yourself to hear it at a different level, because everybody can go deeper with even basic information. And yet there's nothing basic about the concepts that we're going to talk about. And healing is one of those things, and also energy. So everything is energy. We know this with modern science, quantum physics. You split open an atom, and what is there? There's energy. So everything is energy. And all energy carries a vibration. Like if you were looking at a piano, a keyboard, if you ever touched a piano or played the piano, ever experienced piano, saw someone play the piano, you know that there's on one end of the spectrum, there's really high notes, ding, 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 ding. And on the very low spectrum, it's low, dun, 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 right? So it's, we understand vibration in that way. Well, everything is energy, and energy carries a vibration, and it's pure coming into our physical bodies, which is life. We cannot deny that there is life. We're breathing life. It's energy. It's, some people call it God. Some people call it universe. Some people call it, you know, energy. But it's life force. It's the spiritual essence of us. Because without it, we would not be alive. Our bodies would turn to, you know, I don't know. It will depend if you get cremated or not, right? Could turn to ashes, or it could turn into bones. We won't talk about the decaying process on that because that's not fun. But all that to say, it decays because there's no energy. And the more energy you bring into your body, into a place of openness, even in your emotions, in your thoughts. So how does someone, it's interesting, how does someone go from, you know, having a pretty good life, right? You've got a good life. You're very blessed. And, but you have something in your life that is something that you wrestle with. For somebody, it could be their weight. And now they're, and it goes then beyond their weight, their body, because their body is rebelling even more. And it could be for somebody else, it could be financial. And you're pushing money away. All of this that we see in our outer reality, it's not about going and changing those things so that you feel. It's about feeling the light and the energy, the expansiveness, the connection to the higher vibrations of joy, appreciation, gratitude, love. And if you have those parts that are drawing something other than, it's like when you build a house and you lay a slab. If there is a crack in the foundation, then there's problems, right? We see that. There's buildings that can collapse when the foundation is not just right. When you're a child and you have traumas, those are cracks in the foundation. But working with myself and the council, really the council, at a healing event that's coming up and that we will continue to do, it's like putting cement and filling in the cracks so the foundation is strong. Because foundationally, everybody wants to feel loved and safe and protected and important. Significant is a better way of saying. And the soul in us, the divine in us, the higher mind in us, the part of us that's connected to the knowingness, the consciousness of energy and the feeling of the difference in energy between the vibration of joy and the vibration of freedom, it's a trip and it's great. That's what my journey has become. I always didn't feel, ooh, that's joy and ooh, that's passion. And I do now because I practiced it for 25 years. I'm literally a woman that's going through and creating my life the way I desire it to be. And I happen to channel the council, which is a big responsibility. And, you know, I see the effect and the benefit. The council has had people, a woman in particular that was going blind in one eye. And after one session with the council, completely healed and her eyesight is back. I have seen physical ailments with a woman that had such a twisted up digestion, and she had all of this weight around her belly. And she was just constantly uncomfortable and was afraid to eat anything. I've seen multiple women like this. And literally started working with energy, was skeptical at first, absolutely, but could feel, God, I feel good in this. And started releasing some of the reasons why the energy was stuck and built up there, because there's stuck emotions. And most people don't know how to process their emotions. I am, well, was one of them. And when it gets intense, sometimes I even have a hard time processing my emotions. I have the counsel. So it's something that can be done. However, it's a journey. But the more you process your emotions, I used to be a very angry person before. Nobody would ever know that. But inside my own mind, I was arguing with someone. I was fighting someone. I wasn't fighting my friend or my husband or my mom. She was always a good one. My mom or my sister or my dad. I was fighting God in my head. Because my foundation for why I needed that and why I was doing that was cracked. I was angry. I didn't feel that I was getting what I wanted in life. And I became aware that I was being a victim because my life was really good. I had a lot of things. I've always been very blessed. Has there been difficult things? Yeah. I've been fired before. I've gone through a divorce. I went through and still going through the process of having my sister commit suicide 25 years ago. I'm a daughter that has parents that are, 85 and 89, and they're still good and healthy, not as strong, a little bit more weaker than they used to be, but they're ready to transition out of their home that they've been in for 25 years and move into a retirement home. And, and then there's the boys. And then there's my husband and my friends and my dog. Just keeping up with my dog's social calendar so he can go see his dog, his friend Nova. There's so many beautiful things about my life, just like there's so many beautiful things about yours. And if there's one area of your life that you really struggle with, whether it's your body, might have been your weight, now maybe it's your weight and your body, or abundance in general, people supporting you, feeling loved. Of course, money goes with that. Feeling like there's a bigger calling and you want to feel what that is. You're secure in your job, you're secure financially, you're either in a marriage or you're not, you have kids or not, but you're pretty secure in that way. You've made it kind of thing in a sense, and you're still working at it. You're still grinding at it, but you feel there's a bigger calling. All of these are ways that energy plays a part in helping to heal that cracked foundation. Another way of saying it before I wrap up for this episode today, and thank you for being here, by the way. By the way, you can go to thedesirefactor.com/heal if you want to sign up for the event on August 14th. Everything's energy. Energy is supposed to be coming through us. We are energy receivers. We are energy containers. And we are energy transmitters. We transmit energy out, meaning we send signals out through what we say, right? We've done some episodes on that, watching our words, what we say, what we think, what we perceive, what we feel or don't feel, and what actions, behaviors we take. This is where our consciousness is. These are the signals that we send out into the universe. And when you're in light energy, when you're sending those signals out to the universe, more light comes back to you, which feels like more good stuff. Thrive and feel good. You're literally thriving in every aspect of your life. Will there be contrast that comes up? Absolutely, it's life. We're in a land of polarity. Someone might say something to you, or you might get offended by something, right? But you know how to then work the energy and release it. The other is struggling with something, and you've done everything to try to fix everything in the outside. You've gone to the doctors, you've taken the medication, you've gotten yourself out of debt or in a, debt consolidation, you've saved the money, you've, whatever it is, and you still can't feel that connection to yourself and that self-love, deep self-love, like the power of self-love. And the power, I'll talk about that on the show too. The power of self-love, it's so healing. And so as you release these or fill in the cracks in the foundation, what happens is you get to feel that sense of self-love. So I would love to have you come and join me at this healing event. And what it also offers is the council, just being in their presence, you'll feel a healing. And that's really cool. Just doing their processes and listening to the information that they have to share. Well, I mean, that's pretty awesome too. The council will come in and talk through our podcast at some point, but I have a woodpecker and my dog is about to bark. So I'm going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening. Go to thedesirefactor.com/heal. I appreciate you. Thank you for your trust.